Blog Talk Radio.
Dead press. The coup. People army. Where the G's at? Come on. Fuck the police. Hey, y'all ready for this shit? Y'all drunk? Y'all ready to get this bitch crunk?
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now.
It's cool.
Turn the system upside down.
Honestly, I'm against this government. I ain't got to cover it up, that's what I meant. Sick of paying bills and I'm sick of paying rent. Seem like I work all the time but don't know where the money went. And the funny shit is we supposed to like this shit, but all y'all politicians could bite this dick. It's a war going on, the ghetto is a cage. They only give you two choices, be a rebel or a slave. What you do, I rebel. Like an ulcer in the belly of the beast, staying true to it. Since my whole street days in the blue Buick, niggas been fighting so long, seem like I'm used to it. Not much I know about how the crew do it. Truth fluid, boots put the funk to it. Ain't nothing to it. This is for the cheese all the way to the bay, from Frisco to Oakland, all over LA.
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down.
Hello my listeners, I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America, you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences, mental enslavement, and Willie Lynch, wicked
green.
Hello my listeners, I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America, you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences, mental enslavement, and Willie Lynch, wickedness. To my brothers, I speak because I know that you lost. This is history in the making, you are living a holocaust. Just turn your TV on, you see it's okay to kill us off. If you don't free your mind, our children can't grow strong. Cops don't protect us, they hunt us, disease infest us. Senseless how that beast could kill us off and keep his tension. Did I mention? You can't trust all reverends. How can I preaching to me about an all-white heaven? And my news at 11 systematically shows my aggression. When I suggest this, they claim that I'm rebelling, but this is true expression. You can't sugarcoat oppression. Throw my black fist in the air, turn my mind into a weapon. To the brothers, I say, yo, do the knowledge with the shorties. That's why half this country being run by the Saudis. America the beautiful, built on the back of the slaves. But ain't no black in the flag, though we fought with they ass. I'm called militant when I choose to shoot down ignorance. Progression of my people is imminent, so I'm with this shit. Just a regular man, humble by all means. Like, yo, I hit the club, but damn, I still read. To free the mind that lives inside and can't see. You might have to store weapons and water in canteens. Camps of concentration being built with no complications. Fuck Ronald Reagan, he put crack in my ghetto nation. Fuck Daddy Bush, he cooked it up, rocking the apron. Fuck little Bush for a lot when the plane's devastation. Of course we rule the world of sports, we were bred for strength. That's why we don't rule shit else, we weren't bred for sin. Treated like animals by slave owner, homosexual cannibals that rent and rave here at games like they fans of you, and they'll call me a racist. But the black community is the only one in this nation still racially segregated. But they'll turn around, say there's no truth in what I'm complaining. Well, if you doubt in Dino Green, fuck you, you're probably racist. Take that to your church, mosque, and your synagogue. Black power.
Amen.
Everything that's in your community that you don't control is a weapon against you. Public education as it exists today is a weapon against black people. TV and news media, especially the WPP, white power press, white people's paper, and white people's power are enemies against black people. What the white press does is that it makes black people an enemy of black people.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Truth Hour, broadcasting live every second Friday of the month, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Green Knowledge Radio by the host and founder, none other than 100% Real Spill CEO and warrior in the cause of liberation and salvation of the black nation. Speaking none other than my brother Truth. Call in family 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others. 100% Real Spill CEO and warrior in the cause of black people. My brother, your brother. Brother Troopers in the building.
Can you peace? What's up, though? Can you hear me, bro?
What up, though? Peace.
You can't handle the truth.
What's going on, everybody out there listening? What's the deal, man? I'm on the bus. I want to make sure everybody can hear me, man. You know, I'm on my way home from the plantation. So, you know, we amongst the people doing this show, man, talking about accountability today. So, you know, definitely shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody calling in. Shout out to my man Knowledge for having giving me this platform, you know, to run my mouth a little bit once a month, man. You know, I really do appreciate it. You know, always got to get honest to the God Knowledge. But today, you know, we talking about accountability in the more black, African, whatever name you go by, community. And we hear a lot of people say and talk about accountability, and we hear people talk and about how, you know, holding others accountable. When we talk about accountability, the only accountability that we first must discuss is the accountability of self, which is self-accountability. And how do you hold yourself accountable for for me, it's about the people that are, you know, in the movement, who are moving and fighting for equality, freedom, liberation, whatever cause that they are fighting for, and we calling ourselves righteous, but we don't have a system of accountability for each other. You know what I mean? And like I said, the first accountability definitely would be self-accountability, when you have to look in the mirror and understand, are you really serious about this? Are you doing everything within your power to make sure that you're moving righteously and everything that you do is done in right? To me, that's where the accountability comes in, because, you know, nobody's perfect, you know. So people are going to make mistakes. People are going to do things that we disagree with. People are going to do a lot of things that we might not understand or, you know, see why they do it at the time. But as long as their intentions are righteous and they're moving in righteousness, I believe that that's a way, you know, that's nothing wrong with that. You see what I'm saying? But as I was doing some research and as I was reading about rites of passage programs and things of this nature that we had in place for people that were in the so-called conscious community or Pan-African movement or nationalist movement, whatever kind of movement it was always a structure and a way that they went about things to have that accountability, you know, amongst each other. So therefore, we need to study these things and we need to bring these things back and implement them in a way that is suitable for our society and the way that we live in this environment today. See what I'm saying? Like, I was speaking with one of the elders in the community. We used to have a council of elders. We used to have what they would call tribunals. I was reading about a tribunal that they had about, it was two police officers that had murdered a black child, and they had a tribunal in the community, and the tribunal found the officers guilty of murder, and the sentence was to death. And there were members of the community who were sent out to, you know, uphold this sentence. You know, they weren't successful, but it was just the simple fact that they had enough, for lack of a better term, nuts or gall to actually have this tribunal on their own with the justice system or so-called justice system didn't give them or didn't give them suitable ramifications or, you know, consequences for the actions that had taken place against a member of their community. You know what I'm saying? So not only were they holding the system accountable, that they were holding themselves accountable too to follow through with the actions or the, you know, the actions of threat or the actions of what they say they are going to do. So to me, as a community, I feel that we need to build more rites of passage programs for our youth, which we complain about there being a lack of strong black men and strong black women, but we don't have a program that is generating and building strong black men and strong black women, you know, from children. So if we want to create a different future, we have to create a different child. We have to create a different adult that we're raising. We can't keep raising people doing the same thing that we've been doing since 1955 or 1855 and then expect something to change. We're raising the same. We're raising our children in ignorance, so they're going to be ignorant. We're raising our children in violence, so they're going to be violent. We're raising our children without any structure, without any discipline, so they're going to be they're going to be all over the place, and they're also going to not want to listen or not be held accountable. You see what I'm saying? We have people going around, you know, we straddle straddle the fence too much. We allow certain things to happen and say, oh, well, that's okay. They're not perfect. This, that, and the third. And then we overlook certain things. You got men in the community who call themselves stand up guys, and you know they're against this and against that. But then they know they homeboy 30 years old, but they or 35, 40 years old sleeping with a 15-year-old girl in the community, and they all, well, he just like young girls. It's okay. They mature faster. They make an excuse to allow these things. You know what I'm saying? Then if someone was to do it to their daughter, they would be upset. But you knew your homeboy was having sex with somebody else's daughter, manipulating her, getting her mind and messing her up. You see what I'm saying? Or you have, you know, the guy that knows his homeboy is a rapist, who put stuff in girls' drinks and Molly and stuff like this, and we do all these type of things, and we turn the other cheek and we ignore it. But then when it comes around and it happens to our sister or our cousin or a female that we know in our family that we care about, then it becomes an outrage. You know what I mean? Then we care. Then we want to do something about it. Then we want to hold somebody accountable. But we not holding ourselves accountable. We're not taking the responsibility of being the cleansers of our own community. We call the police. You know, we say, oh, the police are our enemy, the police this. But then soon, you know, I hear grown men say, oh, somebody's doing this, I'm going to call the police. You see what I'm saying? How can we tell somebody to be accountable or have some accountability when we call it outside forces as men of the community, not women and children who are, you know, afraid of their life and stuff like that? Because I can understand that to a degree, because we don't have anything set up that can counter the police at this time. So my thing is, as grown men, we in the community, we call on other grown men to come protect us and protect our family. So therefore, how can a black woman or a black child ever really respect the black man when he is not in control of the security of his community? Suburbs, going to these other places, they don't rely solely or just primarily on police to protect and clean, keep their neighborhoods clean. They do it themselves. They are the ones who set the tone, set the rules of the community. The police are like the, you know, second or third string. You know, they coming in when they can't handle it or they feel like they need backup. And I believe that, you know, that's how we don't even need the police's backup, because we know the history of the police, you know, where we should. So as far as them deriving from slave catchers and the Patty Patrol and all that type of thing. So therefore, we need to create our own community security and community force, where we are the ones who patrol, and I don't use the word police, because you don't need to police. That police is short for policy enforcer. We don't need policy enforced upon us anymore. We need to be living and moving within the universal laws of nature, where if you're not bringing any hurt or harm to anyone else, then you're free to, you know, basically do as you please, as long as it's not against, you know, the universal laws that we would set forth for our nation or community or whatever it may be. You know, so that's what I wanted to talk about today, and really wanted to hear your point of view on it, because I know you always come with a dynamic point of view, but that's just my beginning to take on it as far as us holding, you know, being accountable. We have to be self-accountable as a community and start to clean our communities up and rid our communities of the ignorance, of the dreadfulness and poverty and everything. You know what I mean? We got to clean up our neighborhoods, literally, you know, as a whole. And to me, that's where the accountability comes in first, because, you know, as a community, we really don't have any serious accountability. So people can do what they want. It's okay for you to work with white people. It's okay for you to work with Jews and accept money from all kinds of people. It's okay. It's like no big deal. You know what I mean? But history tells us that that's a very big deal. You know, so definitely want to hear your point of view. I know I'm on the bus, so